The latest data from the State Department of Public Health show with a rise in coronavirus cases, half the beds in hospital intensive care units statewide are now full. It's part of the reason why the state will reopen the COVID field hospital at the downtown Worcester Arena, the DCU Center. It'll reopen by December 6th and could eventually serve up to 250 patients a day. Dr. John Broach is an emergency medical specialist at UMass Memorial Hospital in Worcester and will serve as the medical director of the field hospital. Dr. Broach joins us now. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So first off, doctor, big picture, what are you seeing in Worcester hospitals more generally right now? Is the pandemic starting to stress out hospital systems?
We're really seeing a rise in cases now, both in terms of the number of cases that we're seeing through the emergency department and admitted to the hospital, as well as the intensity. So there's a beginning to stress both our intensive care capability as well as our inpatient regular floor capability. We still have spaces as of today, but we're really starting to anticipate that the rise in cases that we're seeing will begin to fill up our available beds within the next few weeks.
Well, expand on that a little bit, if you might. What kind of volume of cases are you expecting in the coming weeks and months?
We're anticipating that over the next several weeks, we will see an increase in cases. Right now, when I work in the emergency department, every shift I see a number of patients who we would consider persons under investigation or PUIs, and many of those get admitted. So we're starting to see that curve tick up, and we're starting to see the number of hospitalizations tick up, and we're trying to continue to be of service to our other patients as well. So that, I think, will be the combination of factors that it leads to an increased demand on our capacity.
The field hospital will start off taking about 25 patients a day, as I understand it, but you can surge to full capacity if needed. How are you preparing for that possibility?
Well, one of the things that will be an area of focus for us as we surge beyond our initial 25 patients will be increasing our staffing there. We do have an ability for providers from around the Commonwealth to help us by going to UMassMemorialResponse.com and being a part of the effort and volunteering their services. But really what it's about is making sure that we can increase our staffing, increase our capability there to continue to provide the best possible service and really quality COVID care for patients who are there while still maintaining the staffing levels and supplies and things that we need.
You ran the DCU Center's field hospital when it opened back in April during the initial surge back in the spring. What lessons did you learn then that you carry over to today?
Yeah, great question. I think the thing that we focused on then and that we will continue to focus on this time is making sure that our patients understand that they're getting the same level of care for their illness as they would in a traditional brick and mortar hospital. Even though it's a non-traditional environment, we're really focused on making sure that they have everything that they would have in a regular hospital and that their experience there and that the process of them healing there is equivalent, if not better, to a regular hospital.
Last time the field hospital was opened for about a month and was closed once cases started to drop. With winter on the doorstep and with coronavirus cases rising, you think the field hospital this time could stay open well into 2021?
I think it's possible. We will be here as long as there's a need in terms of offloading cases from the traditional hospitals. I think it's certainly possible that it will extend for several months.
Finally, doctor, if I might, with Thanksgiving coming up next week, what's your message to people to stay safe for this holiday this year?
Please, everyone, wear your masks. Try to limit social gatherings, even if it's with your immediate family, meaning those who live in your household. Those are pretty safe, but anybody outside that can certainly cause spread of the virus. So please, help us in the healthcare community to be safe and really try to limit your interactions and maybe do virtual Thanksgiving dinner or something else to be together as a family, but to limit contact with each other.
Dr. John Broach is emergency physician at the UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester and medical director of the DCU Center Field Hospital, which is being set up again in Worcester in the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Broach, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Bob.